welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, March 11th. You'll be interested to know. 5 years ago, today in 2020, the World Health Organization declared that the COVID-19 outbreak was a pandemic, marking a significant turning point in global health. This classification highlighted the widespread nature of the virus, prompting nations to implement urgent public health measures to mitigate its impact and protect populations worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 6 feet throughout the morning, offering some rideable conditions. Expect the winds to remain offshore at 11 mile per hour, but they'll shift to sideshore as the day progresses, adding some texture to the surface. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 5 foot high tide, when the west swell is 4 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 10 mile per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 5.5 foot at 8:15 a.m., with a minus 1 foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday will experience predominantly choppy conditions with winds consistently exceeding 10 mile per hour, peaking at 26 mile per hour on Thursday morning. Expect sideshore winds shifting to onshore by afternoon, impacting surf quality. Wave heights will fluctuate between 2 to 6 feet, with a gradual increase noted on Friday, but the persistent wind remains the primary challenge throughout this period. This morning, light rain is likely, and it feels like 47 degrees, with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:55. And it will rise again tomorrow at 7:03. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies today, with rain likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms, as temperatures reach around 62, accompanied by a breezy south wind at 5 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. Tonight, expect more cloudy conditions with a chance of rain before 5 a.m., a low of 52, and a moderate breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain Wednesday evening with cloudy skies and a high near 62. Rain and possibly thunderstorms are likely Thursday with a high near 58. Friday brings more rain chances, while Saturday should be partly sunny with a high near 61. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the upper 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego utility customers will face higher water bills starting May 1st, following a 5.5% rate hike approved by the San Diego City Council. This increase is a pass-through charge to cover a 14% rise approved by the San Diego County Water Authority in July 2024. The city emphasized the need for these adjustments to maintain financial stability as it purchases 85 to 90% of its drinking water. Customers will be informed at least 30 days prior to the changes, with further hikes anticipated over the next 5 years, totaling 61.1% by 2029. Now on to sports. NFL free agency is heating up. The Indianapolis Colts have secured cornerback Charvarius Ward with a 3-year, $60 million contract, while the Los Angeles Chargers have re-signed defensive tackle Tyre Tart. The Denver Broncos are on the lookout for a new lead back after Javonte Williams agreed to a 1-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Meanwhile, the New York Giants welcomed back wide receiver Darius Slayton on a 3-year, $36 million contract. Stay tuned for more updates as the free agency unfolds. In local sports, last night, the Lakers fell to the Brooklyn Nets 111-108 at Barclays Center. Gabe Vincent led Los Angeles with 24 points, while Noah Clowney scored 19 to pace the Nets. Despite a strong comeback attempt, the Lakers couldn't overcome Brooklyn's resilient defense. Los Angeles now stands at 40-23, while the Nets improve to 22-42. This marks the Nets' first win since ending a 7-game losing streak. Thursday night, the Lakers take on the Milwaukee Bucks, holding a 36-27 record at the Fizzer Forum. With LeBron James out, the Lakers look to rely on other key players. Tonight, the Kings at 33-20-9 take on the Islanders in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe, with 33 goals and 27 assists, leads the charge. LA, the favorites at -1.5, aim to maintain their dominant form. In top news, astronomy enthusiasts, get ready for a spectacular sight this month as the full moon transforms into a bloodworm moon during a total lunar eclipse. This event will occur on the night of March 13th or early on March 14th, depending on your time zone, and will be visible from Earth's western hemisphere. The moon appears red-orange due to sunlight filtering through Earth's atmosphere, creating the blood moon effect. March's full moon is also known as the worm moon, marking the arrival of spring. Look out for a rare moonbow and the planets Jupiter and Mars in the western sky during this celestial event. In business news, research suggests that the diabetes and weight loss drug class known as GLP-1s, which includes Ozempic, may offer potential health benefits beyond their original purpose. These benefits could include impacts on age-related conditions like Alzheimer's and certain cancers. While studies indicate a connection, experts stress the need for larger trials to confirm these effects. Ozempic, approved in 2017, has shown cardiovascular benefits and may help lower risks for Alzheimer's in older patients with type 2 diabetes. However, concerns about side effects and the drug's overall efficacy for healthy individuals remain. Caution is advised as further research is essential. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% to just under $79,000. Ethereum is down 11% to just over $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 14% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. LG's new air conditioner, the ArtCool AI Air, takes a unique approach by directing cool air towards people it detects. While it may not blend in as seamlessly as previous ArtCool models, it boasts improved energy efficiency. This innovative unit recognizes the room's layout and the position of its occupants, ensuring that airflow is directed right to them. However, LG has not yet announced pricing or availability, and details about the technology behind the ArtCool AI Air remain unclear. It is hoped that it utilizes millimeter wave radar sensing, potentially even detecting a person's breathing rate. And in entertainment news, the theatrical release of the Sony feature, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell, has been postponed to September 19th from its original date of May 9th. Directed by Koganada, the film also features Lily Rabe, Jodie Turner-Smith, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and Hamish Linklater. The story revolves around two strangers whose paths unexpectedly cross. It will premiere alongside Universal's horror film Him, featuring Marlon Wayans, Tyric Withers, and Ella McKay, directed by James L. Brooks. This marks Robbie's first feature since the summer of 2023, and Farrell's recent projects include The Penguin and The Banshees of Inisherin. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu. And he said, "To the mind that is still, the whole universe surrenders." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.